holding Rosh Sama Gimel. Rosh Sama Gimel is interesting. Like these, the few next ones, you see the elements of repetition over here. Atadabra b'tzavra osak, atoyiz metzach shalom l'kabalacha yir shemayim. So we find that Chazal say as panim l'gehenim, bush is panim l'gan Eden. So the opposite of an as panim is a bush is panim. Chazal say that after Matan Torah, that Klai was overwhelmed. They come to Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, "Al tiro ki the mavur nasoyes is chabur alukim and the mavur tiyed yiras al panecha mevul tisechato." So Chazal say that zua busha, that yiras Hashem al panim is called busha. The opposite of that is an az metzach, which means not nispol. Nothing embarrassed about this. Not nispol. So az panim is a gehenim. That's where the person stands. He's going to be a big problem.
And they died.
On the other hand, the Ramah and Simon Aleph says we have an askanomer. A person should be last sister son of Yichashu Shemaim. If it comes to doing the ratzon of Kadosh Baruch Hu, person has to be an askanomer. Nomer's azus is that whereas most animals will not try and chop away on the vela from the ari, a number will, even though the ari is much stronger than it, and it's like total stupidity, right? Get bopped up by an ari, but they'll do it. Not his ball, not his ball. So ours is ours metzach is not his ball. That you don't get affected by a message. So the mahalach of Yirub is that we're constantly affected by a message. The person who has azus metzach, the person is just like not nispol. Version pushes, he pushes back vis-a-vis Kadosh Baruch Hu. The nomer pushes back vis-a-vis the ri. So that's a bad thing. If a person is not nispol from other people, in order to do return of Yichas Shemaim, it's a good tazach. Person only spoke from other people to when they're trying to correct him, so that's a very bad thing. So the Rosh says that the person should not be made metzach shol kabbalah Yichas Shemaim. Then he says, after davar b'tzavar osak, so there could be an action which is azus. Tzavar osak is a form of a strong position. That's the element of Azus Panim when it comes to Dibur. Right? The person not acting in such a way, just like when he talks, he has his way of seeing it, and that's the way it is, and not in his ball. He doesn't balance. There's a certain Vados, to Tamachochim, he knows he's right, and he's not in his ball. You can have 100 people arguing with him, but he doesn't bend. There was a study by they did a study, I forget, I remember the details of the study, who did it, etc., about you'd have these people being asked questions with a pretty standard moral answer was X. They'd have a whole room of people, set up by the testers, like saying the opposite, saying why. And the subject of the test, 9 times out of 10, I think it was number was, or 8 times out of 10, would switch their position. Like, they give them, basically, which line is longer? And they were clearly distinct. The line on top was longer than the line on bottom. They said line on top, and then they have 8, 10 people saying, no, but one on the bottom is longer. And the 8 out of 10 people would change their answer, even though it was clearly obvious that the line on top was, like, totally pliable by the reality around them. So that's a horrible thing. Talmud Chacham's godless is that he has a bados to him, that he has a clarity, and he's not in this ball. We saw about Rashiv all the time that he had his clarity, and you could say whatever you want. It just Pashat didn't buzz. Once he decided that was the right thing to do, he did it. Or vice versa, he's not going to do it because the wrong thing to do. He wouldn't do it. You could talk to your blue in your face. So that's a mile. If a person becomes a stubborn, just a stopping stubborn, it's a chesor. How do you draw the balance? So have to go out, that's the challenge of life, is to get the balance right.
He started to doze off.
If the ha'aza's metzach is used not to makabel Yerushalayim, so that's where it's a concern. If it's used to commit to Yerushalayim and not being disqualified from what's around you, so it's a maila metzah. So the Mishnah Berurah there brings that the person grapple with me. We're saying it's not a good idea. So he says, you have no choice, you have to do. But it's better not to be in the situation if you could. So it is better to try and avoid the whole situation totally and not use Azus even L'Toyv. But if you need to, you have to ready to use Azus L'Toyv. So the Rosh is saying, if the issue of Azus is Shul HaKabbalah Yerushalayim, that's a problem. If it's a Kabbalah Yerushalayim, it's not a problem. It's a Milo. Or at least it's acceptable if necessary. In our society, it's very challenging because our society puts a very strong location, quote unquote, independence. You know, our society supposedly is very independent. They're trying to convince you that they think critically and they're independent thinkers, etc. The reality is that there's a lot of groupthink taking place in our society which they don't realize. And that's what makes it most frustrating because, like, you know, we're all going to be independent and to go against the standard norms, you know, and therefore we think that, you know, this lifestyle culture is a good idea. Anyway. Yeah, but you wouldn't be comfortable getting up in Europe and saying it's not a good idea because you can't think independently. But they believe that they have this quality of Maya Lavasus. You know, we stand up for what's right. Yeah, whatever the cost is. Ladam. But that's created a thought process in our minds that Azus Panim is something of respect. A person not expelled from authority and he just doesn't submit and he just, you know. So this was the attitude of the hippies of the 1960s, you know, which I remember, you know. So the policeman says, get out of the way. They say, no, you're endangering other people's lives, but I have to show that I'm not expelled, you know. I have Azus Metzach. Right? So you put a sign on somebody's lawn and it says resist. You know, resist what? Resist the American law. Right? So you're saying there's no law and order. Whatever you think is right. So that's very nice. So right now you think this is right. So what else? Someone else thinks something is right. So is it a good law? Is it a bad law? That you know, but there's a concept of authority. No authority. As long as it's, you know, against what I believe in. And I believe in it, of course. How can you not listen to authority? So it's a game which our society plays that affects you and also. It's not a good idea. The second half of the problem is that, you know, that in our society we absorb this idea, you know, we have a right to push for our rights. You know, it's not always a smart idea to push for your rights. It's as much as challenging it is, you know, but you might win the battle and lose the war. And our society sometimes it just doesn't think like that. Getting involved in political commentary, but you know, if you have a community of people who are upset about the fact that there's Jews moving in and they're not letting them put up an Eruv, so immediately we assume it's anti-Semitism. A lot of it is anti-Semitism. It says they have a lifestyle that they're used to and you're going to come and change their lifestyle. Say, well, I have a right to be there also. Yeah, you do have a right to be there also, but if you haven't found a way to bridge the gap with this community, it's going to be come back to haunt you. Shoving it down somebody's throat is not necessarily the smartest idea. Victor Miller one time said, he said, you know, a person had problems with his neighbor. He says, if you're foolish enough not to know how to be a good neighbor, and that's why you have problems with your neighbor, so it's your fault. You know, so the European style wasn't forcing down anybody's throat. It was shtadlonis. So you went and you Like, you know, you moved in, and the first thing you did, you did is you knocked on your neighbor's door and you bring him an apple pie. You know, well, I mean, I'm the guest. You know, they should come to me. Yeah, but you warm over the relationships instead, like trying to force it down somebody's throat. Because we're Americans, we're right to, like, we're not Americans. We have no right to be here. It's a little bit, it comes in this nakuda of like this azus. You know, we have a right to demand everything. We don't have a right to demand anything. Right. And if you come in that attitude, usually you get something with the person feeling benevolent that he gave you something. If you're forced it on him, the person's going to push back. So I don't know. There's a lack of understanding of this nakuda. It gets me very nervous sometimes. That we need to learn how to do this right.